Real Estate Radio 94.9 News Now, stimulating talk. I'm Byron Lazine with Chaz Cook, one team at William Ravis Real Estate. Also got pulled over and ready to contribute to the show. Brian Fay of New England Home Mortgage. B. Fay, what do you got?
What's going on, boys? Thanks for having me on.
Had a little bit of a cutout there, so hopefully we're going to be able to get your opinion on this news that broke this week. The Biden-Harris administration announced that there was a reduced mortgage insurance premium program that they are rolling out. The Biden-Harris administration has announced action to save homebuyers and homeowners with FHA-insured mortgages $800 per year by reducing mortgage insurance premiums. So, listen, this was announced during the week. Vice President Harris announced it. The Department of Housing and Urban Development Security announced that. HUD, through the Federal Housing Administration, FHA, will reduce its annual mortgage insurance premium by 0.3%, down from 0.85%. So it's now going to be 0.55%. And this is going to impact an estimated 850,000 borrowers in 2023. We have the owner of New England Home Mortgage here with us today, Brian Fay. What is this going to mean for borrowers and or I guess just borrowers, right? It wouldn't impact anybody that already has an existing FHA loan, or will it?
No, it will not impact anyone who already has a FHA loan. But going forward, it's great news for FHA borrowers. So basically, their mortgage insurance has dropped, you know, whatever that is, a 30% decrease, which calculations, every $100,000 is about $35 per month savings. So it is a big savings over the course of the term of the mortgage. And remember, with FHA, you pay that mortgage insurance for the life of the loan. So if you're saving, you know, in a $300,000 mortgage, that's well over $100 a year over 30 years. It's a big savings for FHA borrowers going forward.
Interesting. And so the reduction down to 0.5%, now that falls in line with what mortgage insurance is on a conventional loan too, correct?
Correct. So more or less. Now, again, with conventional, again, not to talk all mortgage, not to get all mortgagey geeked on you, but conventional, the mortgage insurance changes based on your credit score and your down payment. So it always fluctuates. If you're putting down 15%, the PMI is much less than if you put down 5%. With FHA, you're paying that 55.55 mortgage insurance, whether your credit score is a 620 or an 800. It doesn't change. But it is good news. You know, anytime you can save money monthly, it's great. And I, to your point earlier, have been getting a lot of calls regarding the lowering of the PMI and how that affects, you know, pre-approvals and what you can borrow. So it is a big deal moving forward. It's great for all FHA borrowers.
Nationally, the 30-year fixed mortgage rates have been staring back down the barrel at 7%. We touched just over 3 weeks ago, we touched a day where we had 5.99 as the national 30-year fixed mortgage rate. That's not the case anymore. Bringing it back locally here to Connecticut, what does your credit score need to be to stay under 7% right now on the 30-year fixed mortgage rate, BFA?
So, Brian, we're talking about conventional loans here?
Talking about a conventional 30-year fixed mortgage.
Yeah, so seven. So we just closed, we just locked in someone on Friday, I believe with your team, Byron. They had a 740 score, and we were at 6.5, no points. So, you know, we were a little less than that. Anything under 640, you're going to creep up and up to that 7%. But literally on Friday, we locked someone in at 6.5, 740 credit, 5% down.
How are you guys able to get people into 6.5?
Byron, like I tell you, brokers are better. So mortgage brokers, I deal with, I keep telling everyone, brokers are better. So mortgage brokers, we shop that rate around to all different lenders. And based on the lender's volume, you know, sometimes they want to pick up business and they'll do it for a lesser interest rate. So, but I keep telling everyone, brokers are better. So our rates are usually better than the national average.
We got Brian Fay, the owner of New England Home Mortgage, with us. You can go to NEHMLoans.com. Did I get that right, B. Fay?
You sure did, Byron. NEHMLoans.com.
NEHMLoans.com.
.com.
Yes, have sir. A conversation with B. Fay, Brian Fay of New England Home Mortgage. Chaz, what are you seeing right now with buyers that are in, you know, this is going to be an impact. People using FHA loans, switching back to the Biden-Harris announcement for this insurance premium. What are you hearing from, you know, buyers that are in those starter home price points? Are they aware of this news? Are you bringing the news to them? And how's it going to impact their home shopping right now in the as we get into the spring market?
Definitely bringing the news to them, which is why I thought it was so important to talk about it on today's show, because this announcement came out and it wasn't national news like it should have been. But and, you know, now we're talking, you know, somebody might go from a $250,000 price point to a $275,000, $280,000, which again opens the door for more opportunities for them to purchase a home. The other big question I got, and I'm glad we hit that one right out of the gates, was if I already have an FHA mortgage, is it going to be reflected in that? Am I going to get a lower monthly payment? So I think that's going to be an ongoing conversation. It'll be interesting to see if once they roll this program out fully, if then they start to go back and give people that opportunity to kind of bring it down, because that is obviously a big question that people have.
More than 8 out of 10 FHA borrowers are first-time home buyers. So we know that that's where the most pent-up demand is. The millennial generation is in their home buying years. Listen, home purchase applications have gone down lately and certainly down year over year, over 40% decline. But we're also in a time period right now where inventory is at its lowest point this year and last year, the lowest 2 years ever recorded for inventory. And so that pent-up demand in that starter home, you know, we know people that have been looking for 3 years, 2 years, for a long time, and they just haven't been able to find the right home. And this is going to help potentially some of that affordability as interest rates leave. B. Fay, are you sticking with us or are you running? We might have lost B. Fay. If you want to connect with Brian Fay, New England Home Mortgage, go over to NEHMLoans.com. Appreciate Brian obviously jumping in with us and sharing some information on what this announcement from the administration means for the reduced mortgage insurance premiums. To break it down, it's basically an $800 plus savings per year for FHA home borrowers. We'll be right back, myself and Chaz, with more on Real Estate Radio 94.9 News Now, Stimulating Talk. Real Estate Radio, Byron Lazine, Chaz Cook, one team at William Ravis Real Estate. It's the number one team in the entire year of 2022 for the most homes sold, 687 on the year per the CTMLS. And you can find us over at oneteamct.com. We wouldn't be able to bring this show to you, though, if it wasn't for our good friends at Service Station Equipment. Service Station Equipment is your residential tank service, and they provide you with everything you need for your residential tanking needs. If you got a tank that you know has been sitting in the ground for years to come, well, good news is this winter, the ground is not frozen, and Service Station Equipment can come over and help you take that out. They will go by all the local and state regulations to make sure it's a safe cleanup, get that thing out to make your home more saleable. Or if you need a new tank for your current heating needs, Service Station Equipment is who you want to contact. Service Station Equipment can be contacted at 1-800-801-8265, 1-800-801-TANK. Just ask for Dougie Braun. He's your tank man. Martin only puts the best of the best in position to help you with your tanking needs, and that's why he's tapped Dougie Braun from Service Station Equipment to be your residential tank man. Contact 1-800-801-TANK to get in touch with Service Station Equipment. A lot of good feedback from the home show, too. People were saying Dougie Braun was less insane this year than last year over there at the Mohegan Sun home show last week.
That's what I was just going to ask you, if you got any feedback on his antics from the weekend.
he's a hands-on individual, but he contained himself over there at the Expo Center in Mohegan Sun. Good time had by all.
Love it. Love it. Yeah, I was not able to make it over there on Sunday like I had originally planned, but I did see some of the social media around, and it did look like they put on one heck of a show and that everyone had a great time. And I even caught a couple glimpses of those co-branded bags you mentioned. One team and Service Station Equipment co-branded bags popping in and out of the photos on social media there. So that's always a good thing to see as well.
Yeah, 100%. So, Chaz, let's get into what's going on here with inventory in Connecticut.
Absolutely.
Okay. The national number here, and I'm following it real close, and I think this is good because a lot of the times, unless you listen to this show every week, you're seeing the national numbers, right?
Right.
And it might tell a different story than what's happening here in Connecticut. So nationally right now, we're at about 3.5 months of supply, okay, of inventory on the market. That number's been going up the last 12 months nationally, okay? We were at like 2 months of supply, 1.8 to 2 this time last year. Now we're at 3.5 months of supply, so that's like double. So you hear that inventory's doubled. You might have maybe – as a listener here of 94.9, you've heard that number thrown out there nationally. Inventory has doubled since last year. Well, we were at 1.8 months of supply, and yeah, going up to 3.5 months in a lot of markets very quickly has impacted sellers, okay? There are some markets like Boise, Idaho. It's down 16%, almost, you know, trending on closer, going down 20% on home values. Well, guess what? It went up over 50% on the home values the last 2 years. Phoenix, Arizona is one of those markets that's gone down 10%. Austin, Texas, down 10% in home values, right? And this pop in inventory in those markets has certainly spurred that, as well as the interest rates. So when we hear inventory doubled, and I just told you before the last break that we're at the low point in inventory in Connecticut, it's because the inventory story here is much different than the inventory story in the rest of the country. Chaz, where are we at right now for months of supply in Connecticut?
So for single family homes for months of supply, we are at 2.1. And I was doing a little bit of research. So for December, November, and October, we were at 2 months of supply, excuse me. So we did tick up to 2.1. But if you go all the way back to April of last year, we haven't been above 2.1. So in the last 10 months, we've been at 2.1 or 2.0 months of supply for single family homes in the state of Connecticut. So we have not seen any growth. I mean, I guess if you can call 0.1.
That's a year over year look. If you look at just January for single family homes, it's actually 1.6. And so that's the number nationally here that I was looking at, was a January number, 3.5. We're at 1.6. So we're 2 months behind the national average on inventory, which is creating a perfect environment. It's creating a longer last call for sellers in Connecticut. But don't get it confused. This is last call if you want to get peak pricing. This quarter one right now is last call. And by the way, you can connect with us if you've got questions about how to position your house to the market and make the most money possible. OneTeamCT.com, OneTeamCT.com. Or you could email myself or Chaz, Chaz, C-H-A-C, or Byron, B-Y-R-O-N, at OneTeamCT.com if you've got any questions about positioning your home for the most money possible. But this is last call. Anybody that's thinking about selling in the next 24 to 36 months, this is going to be last call right now to get the prices of yesterday, meaning the peak. Okay, so Chaz, you ever gone to the bar and they're like, last call for alcohol. I know you don't drink that often, but.
No, back in my heyday, you know, make myself sound old. But yeah, they turn the lights on. They usually play an iconic song that's, you know, related to the bar. And
what song would you?
Closing Time, Semisonic. That's the first one that popped in my head. You ain't got to go home, but you can't stay here.
Okay. So this is what that is right now. You can get one last good drink in you before the hangover is coming. And I promise you, if you've been listening to the show the last couple of years, I say, hey, you know, we're looking really good. We're looking really good, right? Well, now I'm telling you the hangover's coming.
Mm-hmm. It's got to. I mean, we've just been at such a critically low point in terms of inventory while home prices have continued to go up. I mean, our average days on market is down year over year to 22%, call it 23%. So, you know, we're just continuing to see down, 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 down. And all of a sudden, the catapult is going to go way back up, and there's going to be this influx of inventory. And we've already seen the 6.5% interest rates have slowed things, but they haven't stopped it. So if you are planning to sell, I mean, what would you say, Byron? Next 6 months is your prime opportunity before we start to
next go back 6 weeks. Next 6 weeks is your real opportunity. We're sitting at 1.6 months of inventory. Seasonally in March, that number starts to go up. You know, I think the next 6 weeks would be your best opportunity. Listen, here's the reality. Quarter one is probably going to be if we're just talking about price and not personal needs, quarter one is the best time to be a home seller in the state of Connecticut. Quarter four is the best time to be a home shopper, a buyer. Mm-hmm. In the state of Connecticut, if we're just talking about dollars, like how do I make the most dollars or how do I save the most dollars on the other side? So those are opposites. That being said, we know buyers shop in the spring. And so for home sellers out there, if you're thinking about selling next 12, 24, 36 months, wow, the opportunity right now is so good for you. And we're seeing that reflective in the market, you know, in a lot of case-by-case situations, we're seeing multiple offers again, which we didn't see in October, November, and December. So waiting until later in the year, you're just going to have less of a seasonality push. Here's where I'm telling you the hangover is coming. This is from the Federal Reserve meeting notes just this past week. They were released from the meeting back in January 31st, February 1st. That was before all this hot inflation data of the last 3 weeks started getting dumped on us. And this is where it was their tone 3 weeks ago before all of that hot jobs report and all these other hot reports that we've seen now in the last 3 weeks. This was their tone 3 weeks ago, which gives us some indication of how they feel about, you know, what they're going to do with the federal interest rate in another 3 weeks moving forward when they meet again and how they feel about real estate. This was the most bearish sentence in the 13-page PDF that they released. The staff judged that asset valuation pressures remained notable. In particular, the staff noted that measures of valuations in both residential and commercial property markets remained high, and that the potential for large declines in property prices remained greater than usual. Okay, so they're telling you your valuations are high right now. If you're in Austin, Texas, you're like, well, it's not as high as it was because I just lost 10%. If you're in Boise, Idaho, you're like, it's not as high as it was because I just lost 16%. Well, you're still up 30% from the last 2 years. So your valuations are high. The thing about Connecticut is our valuations are high and you haven't lost that 10% yet. Right. So you're at the very top still. And it's last call because what the Fed is saying and what they're going to do with their actions, and you've seen it here as of late with the 10-year popping up and where the, you know, we're 7% interest rate. What the Fed is telling you is that the potential, and we know when this happens, it's going to take a year, 2 years, 3 years to recover when this happens. The potential for large, their words, not mine, declines in property prices remained greater than usual. Okay, so if you're a home seller in the next year, 2 years, 3 years, I think it's last call to get that peak price. Now, if you're not a home seller, don't worry about this at all. If your home value drops 10%, good news is you went up 40% in the last few years. Okay. And you'll get that back. Okay. You know, 2025, you'll start to see home prices come back if we do see what the Fed is indicating, some type of decline. We'll start to go in a positive direction at some point in 24 or 25. It will happen. I remember talking to people in 2012, 13, 14, said home values in Connecticut will never come back. Took a long time in that situation, but right, they came back. Connecticut's in a much different spot, too, than that time frame because, you know, during that time frame, people just hoped and wished that New Yorkers would come and buy up properties, and now they actually do it at a much larger scale. All right. Well, we'll continue to break this down and more. I'm Byron Lazine. We've got Chaz Cook from the One Team at William Ravis Real Estate. If you want to reach out to us and talk about any of your home selling needs, go to oneteamct.com. You can email Chaz, C-H-A-Z, at oneteamct.com, or myself, Byron, at oneteamct.com. To have a conversation today about how you can capitalize on the equity you've gained the last few years if you have a desire and a need to sell that property in the next year. This is Real Estate Radio 94.9 News Now, stimulating talk.
Carrie, guess
what? Real Estate Radio 94.9 News Now, stimulating talk. I'm Byron Lazine, along with Chaz Cook from the One Team at William Ravis Real Estate. One Team is your number one team in the state of Connecticut per the CTML. And we've got our One Team Rewind for the week. Chaz, why don't you break that down to us? Brought to us every single week by Service Station Equipment, your residential tank specialist. Chaz, what do we got?
We got one new listing, 8 under contracts, and 3 closings. So a little bit of a recharge week for us here at the One Team after the last few weeks where we were just out with 17 under contracts, 20 closings. Just had to kind of, you know, pump the brakes, recharge, make sure we're providing that best customer service for all of our clients.
And by the way, the interest rates this week shot up close to 7%. So you see this stop and go reflective, you know, what's happening in the market. Stop, go, stop, go, stop, go. That's going to be the story in 2023. Okay, there's going to be quite a bit of, you know, these little peaks and valleys in 2023, for sure.
100%. And I can't wait till we, you know, a couple weeks from now when we can see the February numbers, because we saw January came off to such a great start. February will probably see a little bit quieter numbers, but then March is probably going to ramp back up if we can get these rates under control. But the one new listing was 538 Pilgrim Harbor in Wallingford, Connecticut, number 538. This was brought to the market by Ariel Tortora. Hit for $315,000. You've got a 2-bedroom, 2.5-bath, just under 2,000 square foot townhome with HOA fees around $375, comfortable and stylish, that has everything you need. It is a ranch style condo too, so if you're not looking to battle some stairs and you're looking for a little bit easier way of life where they take care of the yard maintenance for you, you can reach out to Ariel at oneteamct.com. For our 8 under contracts, we had under contracts in Montville, East Haven, Brantford, Norwich, Canterbury, East Hartford, and Waterbury. Closings. Congratulations to all of our buyers.
Who did Canterbury? Leba?
25 Hooper's Lane. I mean, who else is closing in or under contract in Canterbury?
Leba.
That was his listing because I remember the Hoopers. The Hooper's Lane. That man, he is crushing it. And I think 29 Maple Ave Extension might also have been his listing as well. I think that was a Lee and Ann listing combo together there. Closings, Middletown, Meriden, and Niantic. And surprisingly, we do not have any open houses going on this weekend. So maybe get out there and enjoy it. Today's going to, you know, be a little bit chilly, but tomorrow is going to look great. So that is going to do it for this week's One Team Weekly Rewind.
There you go. Rewind. The One Team CT Rewind is brought to you every single week by Service Station Equipment, your residential tanking specialist. Take care of all your residential tanking needs with Service Station Equipment. You can find the One Team at oneteamct.com. All right, Chaz, what else should we be thinking about right now? We've got some, you know, you know, if you were listening to the last segment, I don't want to, you know, the facts are the facts, right? Facts don't care about your feelings. They are what they are.
Right.
Okay. If you're thinking about selling your house in the next 12 to 24 months, quarter one of 2023 is going to be your most profitable time if you care about money. If you're a home shopper in 2023, quarter four is going to be the best time for you to be shopping, you know, for actually going into contract in a home if you care about the money. Lifestyle dictates a lot of those decisions. Okay. So that's just two ends of what's going on there. It's just all the data we have in front of us. Certainly the data we've had from January 1 till now points towards those two things being likely the case. Okay. What else is likely the case right now?
Likely the case. I mean, we're going to continue to obviously see less closed sales because we have less inventory, but you touched on it a little bit before. We're going to continue, in my opinion, the state of Connecticut through the end of quarter two, we're going to continue to see home prices go up until we kind of get that inventory back up, because everything that's ready to go that hits the market, everything that's, you know, has professional photography, has floor plans, is done right, is staged, like what we do with all of our clients, those homes are shows to contract. You know, they're looking at 15. You can have 15 showings in a weekend, or you can do one open house and have everyone come through.
My sister made an offer last week on a property in Simsbury, I believe it was. Yes, mm-hmm. It was Simsbury. And it was multiple offers. She went over asking by 25,000 dollars, and completely got blown out of the water.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's why I keep saying sellers right now, quarter one, this is going to be a lot better than if you wait because you got to get your closet organized. I'm telling you, quarter one's going to be a lot better for you if you care about the money. You hire some closet organizer. We can help you with that problem as well. So, yeah, it was crazy. It was crazy to hear that, right? Where there's just so many offers and she just went 25,000 over and was completely blown out of the water, you know, battleship style.
Well, and I think the other component to it is, right, rates aside, you're going to see what you saw in quarter three of last year, where when the market does finally cool just a little bit and you're not in the multiple offer situation, the buyers are going to be frustrated because they just spent the last 3 months battling, getting blown out of the water by going 25K over. And so they're going to be a little bit more selective in what they actually put their money towards, because they're like, listen, I've been at this for 6 months. I've lost 10 houses. So now that I am the only offer, I'm going to try and get the best deal possible. And that's going to create another type of stalemate between buyers and sellers.
That's right. And that's where, you know, projections are that we're going to see the least amount of home sales that we've seen in the last 5 years plus, last 10 years plus, really, if we go across the country. You know, those sales are dropping because, you know, people are less incentivized to sell their house, locked into that interest rate. It's hard to be a move up buyer if you're also a seller,
right?
With where the interest rates are.
Right? I've actually started to have conversations with some sellers that are like, we think we're just going to sell our house and rent for the next 24 months. Because they're seeing the value that they can get. And they're like, you know, we'll pay a little bit more to rent, but at least we won't have to try and buy in this market, so we can maximize on profit from selling and then, you know, rent for a couple of years.
Listen, it's a really tactical, smart way to approach your living environment. If it's really focused on the dollars, then, you know, that can be a win for you. My parents actually sold in down in Florida a year ago, and they hit the peak. They bought a house in the beginning of COVID, you know, 2020 or something like that. They bought it in 2020 for $540,000. They sold that property last year at the absolute peak for $975,000.
That is an ROI.
They got into a rental just to wait and see. And now they just got under contract on something but in that neighborhood that they sold at the 975, people are still getting great values. I mean, listen, they bought it for 540 a few years ago. People are still getting 875.9 right now, and they're selling. There's no inventory. They're not getting the 975 they got at that one moment in time.
Right.
And that's what I mean by sellers right now. You're still going to get, and in Connecticut, it's different than, you know, inventory's gone up in South Florida. where we are anyways. I know Miami, maybe not as much the case, but it's starting to even in Miami. But in Connecticut, the inventory has not gone up yet, which is keeping these prices high. Okay, this is the last call for home sellers to get a ridiculous number that won't exist necessarily for the next 12 to 24 months. Not at that level. I'm not saying there's a 30% cliff coming. I'm just saying if you want to avoid a 10% drop, now would definitely be the time.
Absolutely. And it's also so Connecticut always kind of lagging behind. We talk about the Northeast always kind of lagging behind the rest of the country. How much of that do you think is because of the seasonality, because we're in the winter and people didn't even have it on their radar because they were expecting us to have a traditional winter, which we haven't had at all? Or how much of that is just because our home prices, yes, they've gone up, but they haven't skyrocketed the way like in Arizona has, right? We've been between 370 and 375 for the last 6-7 months. So we haven't gone from, you know, 350 to 400. So I'm just curious your opinion on how much of the lag behind is due to the seasonality of it, or is it just because, you know, Connecticut shoppers are, you know, a little bit more patient?
Yeah, we had a long way to recover. Some of those markets recovered a lot earlier than us. So yeah, we didn't see quite the increase in pricing. We don't have quite the migration pattern that some of those places do as well, which also reflects why our inventory is so low. There's nowhere to build, and then there's not a lot of incentive based on migration for builders to take a ton of risk on the little land that is left. We're down in, you know, maybe a Phoenix or an Austin, you can just keep building out. All right, stay with us. We've got one more to go. Real Estate Radio 94.9 News Now and Stimulating Talk.
Authorization, enrollment, and activation activities are required. Receive all services.
Real Estate Radio, 94.9 News Now, Stimulating Talk. Byron Lazine and Chaz Cook from the One Team at William Ravis Real Estate. Find us at oneteamct.com. Chaz, just based off of what we were just talking about, here's a stat I want to throw at you with the inventory as well. We're at the lowest level going all the way back to 2003 when they started keeping data on the CTMLS. We are at the lowest point for new listings. So there's not a lot of new listings coming onto the market. Okay, so when I started in 2012, man, everybody wanted to come on the market, right? It was like, I want to get on the market because I want to get rid of this house type of thing. Okay. Right. And so now not the case. Back in 2012, for example, you had 52,000 new listings in the last 12 months. Right now you have 38,000. It's actually down 17% from this time last year. So inventory just keeps dropping and dropping and dropping. Actually, March 2016, we hit a high peak of new listings. People started seeing the prices come back up, and that's when they really, outside of 2007, of course, being the peak when people were trying to see 2007 is an example of the opposite of what I was talking about.
Right. Well, and you always mentioned 2016 was kind of like our re-entry into a healthy market, and then right. 17, 18, 19 were like our sweet spot, so to speak, before the pandemic.
That's right. But 2007, when you've seen this pop of 70,000 new listings in that year, they had missed last call.
Right.
And so everybody realized, oh, man, the bar's shut down. My buzz is wearing off. I need a last drink. They rushed in. They were trying to beat the door down and get last call. They couldn't get it. Couldn't get back into the club. Once you leave to go, you know, you find somebody having a nice little conversation. You go out there and smoke a Virginia Slim, and then you try to get back into the club. They now let you back in. Hey, man, nope. It's closing in 5 minutes, bro. Oh, man, I just stepped out for a smoke.
Right.
Hey, man, you shouldn't be smoking them things anyway. They're bad for your health. You're not getting back into this club. Well, right now, you're still in the club. Right now, it's last call. If you want to get the high price for your home, it's now. It's not, let me clean it out and put it on in October. It's definitely now, 1.6 months of inventory. We saw how quickly across the country it went from that number to 3.5 months of inventory where we sit right now. 1.6 months of inventory puts sellers in the power position.
Mm-hmm.
What do they call that? The catbird seat? Or is that not a power position? What's the catbird seat?
No, that's the I believe the power seat is the eagle eye seat, right?
Eagle eye,
yeah. Watching everything from above, right? Because you have the highest perch and you can kind of say, all right, now's my time to strike. So that's where sellers are. But, you know, it's going to be interesting to see what finally makes them break, right? What is going to be our version of that January 2007 where that spike was? Is it going to be April this year, May this year? Or are people going to be like, the fall, right? You know, when are we going to kind of catch up, see that catapult upwards? And then how long will we have to stay up there before things start to kind of come back down and get some balance back?
Listen, the way the volatility right now with the Fed, which, you know, went overboard on printing money and is now going the opposite direction, the volatility that exists, it could happen quick. Okay? It could happen quick. Anything can happen quick right now. Everything is unpredictable. Look at how quickly and back and forth the 30-year fix changes right now. So on conventional loans. So anything is on the table. What we know now is what we know now, which is we're at a really low inventory level, that there's tremendous pressure on prices that will catch up to us this year. And what we know now is it's going to be better to be a seller now than it will be in quarter four. I believe, you know, agents and advisors that are giving really good advice would say it's better to be a home shopper in quarter four. Okay. But the trend we're seeing is there's plenty of home shoppers out there. And if you're a seller, you're going to get more money today.
Well, the other thing we have to keep a close look on, speaking of interest rates, 10-year, 30-year, is credit card interest rates, because those have gone up and the amount of debt that each household has gone up.
This is one of the reasons why, you know, I believe you're in a better position now to capitalize, you know, in those Fed meeting notes that I referenced, they're talking about a recession hitting this year. You know, this isn't a secret to anybody.
Well, and this is off a Fannie Mae study. Ratio of consumer credit to income is at a cyclical high as consumers use debt to finance spending. So the average household is about 25, just over 25%. And that is their outstanding disposable personal income versus their consumer credit. So they're using about 25% of their disposable income to pay off debt right now.
That's it's not a good direction.
Not at all.
No, that's the wrong direction. Consumption continues to outpace income, a trend that is unsustainable long term. Okay, so in 2020 to mid 2021, it was the opposite. Personal disposable income, when we were printing money,
right,
was outpacing personal consumption. Okay. Personal consumption in 2020 went way down because nobody was allowed to do anything. You're forced to stay home.
Even and in 2021, it was even lower.
Disposable income went way up. And then 2021, yeah, same thing. This income went way up. Now those trend lines have flipped. They've had the inflection point. They've crossed over and they've flipped where personal consumption expenditures are outpacing the disposable income. It doesn't take a genius to figure out the longer that trend line continues, okay, the harder it makes for people to pay their credit card, pay their car. A car right now, a car loan average is the highest it's ever been at $777 a month. In 2020, it was coming in, it was like $500, you know, to get like an average, you know, $40,000 car.
Mm-hmm.
$770 for an average, whatever, Ford, Chevy, Hyundai. That's ridiculous.
I got a new car in December, and I put enough down to kind of offset that, but I was able to lock in at 4.9% for a monthly interest rate. My last new car I bought in 2016 at 0.8% of interest rate. So it was like mind-boggling to see the cars were similarly priced. I put more down on the new car, but my payment was still $200 more a month. And I got a Mini Cooper, so it's not even like, you know, I went like all out. I didn't do anything crazy. But just that, you know, few years
difference. Pay that thing off. I'm going to Dave Ramsey you. Pay that thing off, Jazz.
I'm going to. 2 years. Give me 2 years.
Just do it this year. Do a couple extra deals this year and pay that thing off.
I could do that. It was an unexpected purchase. I got into a little fender bender and had to get a new car, so wasn't
You're
exactly
You're just sending money
out.
To the bank. I'm in agreement with Dave Ramsey of no car loans right now.
But here's something interesting. So you mentioned 2016 kind of being like our catapult into like a healthy, strong market. The consumer spending rate was about just over 24%. So it went up to just over 25%, 17, 18, 19. It, you know, there was some fluctuation, a couple ups and downs here, but we're talking, you know, less than a half a percentage point. So when you kind of called it, like we started to regain that, we were at an all-time low for use of disposable income. We picked up a little bit because we saw people start to, you know, buy more homes and get into a more balanced market. We had that significant drop all the way down to 2021 when we were just about at 19% at our lowest. But then in less than 1 year, we skyrocketed all the way back up over 25% to match where we were 2019. So in a lot of ways, we haven't gotten back to pre-pandemic levels. But in terms of our spending, we're now back there and growing, which is not a good thing to see.
Now, January was crazy. The January, people went out and spent more in January than any month, even during, you know, 2020, 2021. So it's like inflation's now all of a sudden going the wrong direction again. And that's where it'll be interesting to see what the Fed does in a few weeks. I don't know if Pat Kenny will ever come back to the show. What's going on with him?
He's supposed to be back next week. He had a couple of big projects he was working on and couldn't get away from. I was like, dude, you don't work on the weekends. The markets are closed. And he's like...
We're going to need them the next couple of weeks. I've got travel coming up. I'm going to be fine next week. But the following week, I got to go to Arizona.
Arizona. You heading up there for a wedding, maybe?
I'm going up there for a wedding. That's right. I'm going up there to check on that real estate market, see how bad in the tank it is. And I might, in between that and the wedding, just see if the golf course is open too. But don't quote me on that. Yeah, so we'll need him in 2 weeks for sure. And we need him back on this show to talk about some of the things.
Yeah.
You know, when the stock market's tanking like it did yesterday, you know, he typically doesn't come out. He doesn't poke his head out.
Right. He waits for it to be in a positive, right? Yeah.
He's like the groundhog that just goes back into his little hole and hides.
Punxsutawney Pat.
There you go. Oh, I like that, Chaz. There you go.
Punxsutawney Pat will be back next week, I promise.
All right, Chaz, where can people get in touch with you this week if they want to chat about the real estate market?
Absolutely. You can give me a call or shoot me a text at 860-575-4962. Or as Byron mentioned before, you can email me, Chaz, C-H-A-Z, at oneteamct.com.
If you got any residential tanking needs, make sure you get a hold of Service Station Equipment. They are the best in the Connecticut. They service the state. They do the best job for everything that you need with your residential tanking needs. Service Station Equipment, Dougie Braun, he's the tank man. Did a great job last week at the home show, by the way. They can be reached at 1-800-801-8265, 1-800-801-TANK. Get a hold of Dougie Braun, your tank man, for all your residential tanking needs. You can go to oneteamct.com, oneteamct.com. There you go. Have any questions for us? You can always email me, Byron at oneteamct.com. Personally, I'd love to help you out, put you in position to make the best decision possible. If you want to get into real estate right now, take a hold of your life, have control over your next decade, your next career, go over to realestateagentscholarship.com. Realestateagentscholarship.com will actually pay for you to get your license and join the number one team in Connecticut. Have a great weekend. Thank you to everyone. Thanks, Mike, over at 94.9. Thanks, Cooper, for producing the show. We'll see you back here next week, live every Saturday, Real Estate Radio, 94.9 News Now, Stimulating Talk.
Stallone Buick GMC Studios.